We're talking with Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply. Safety builds success, and you know, being an educated customer. One of the things that you have to realize is when you start a major project, you need to put some thought into it, some design into it. But also, to make that project a success, you got to communicate. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, if you wanted to sum up a success of a project, do two things. Plan the project, and by that I mean timeline it, and communicate. And then when you're done communicating, communicate again. And when you're done with that one, communicate it a third time. I go back to when my mother was alive and my dad had passed away and my mother needed work done around the house. She had this gentleman who would come over, and we thought it was just a waste of time because these two would talk for an hour and a half.
Oh, boy.
And we'd say, oh, this is crazy. But you got to remember, all during that project, we did not have cell phones. We did not have email. This gentleman communicated to my mother exactly what was going on, whether it was something that was going better than they thought or not quick as quick as they thought, but he would communicate to her. She never had to make a phone call and say, hey, Bob, what's going on here?
And that's a good thing.
This guy did it.
And it's kind of rare nowadays, isn't it?
It is not as rare as people would have you believe.
Okay.
But it's that third communicate that people are forgetting.
Yeah.
Well, I told you that. Well, you did, and I forgot. So the idea is when this job starts, assume it's a real project and that it's going to take some serious time and effort on everyone's part. And our end goal is to make that project fun. Now, if you're looking at doing a kitchen, the end result is going to be exponentially better than what you have now.
Oh, yes.
So the worst thing in the world is to wind up being hung up on something that didn't get communicated, some little trinket job or step that didn't go right, or one thing out of 100 that went wrong. So we tell people, take a look at the steps in your project. Take a piece of paper and write down the steps. The kitchen, research and design. That's extremely important. For research, I used to always tell people, go through these magazines. Everybody looks at these Homes and Gardens magazines and that kind of thing.
Right.
Go through those. If you see a picture of something you like, cut it out. Put that in a little folder. You know, I want my kitchen window to look like this over my sink or whatever that picture happens to be. I want an island like this one. That's what I call research.
And leave it
up. Take a look at the designs.
And then leave it up to the designers and the contractors to figure out how to actually make it work in the space that you have.
That's what they're there for.
Right.
Exactly right. You know, by the time you go into LaValle's or any kitchen design studio, you should have a lot of information about the things that you want. And I always said to people, take a yellow line piece of paper, divide it in half. What do you like about your current kitchen? And what do you dislike about your current kitchen? And those are the things you want to concentrate on making sure do not reappear in the new kitchen.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you have that list and the designer gives you a design, you say, wait a minute, the dishwasher is still on the right-hand side of my sink. I want it on the left. You'll know about those things.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is the contractor search and interviews. Now, when you get a new job, you interview for that job. The contractor is expecting to do exactly the same thing. If they're a good contractor, he's expecting to interview with you, or she is, and say, this is what I do. This is how I do it. Is this the type of service that you're looking for?
That's true. And oftentimes, they may see something that you didn't see or see an obstacle that you didn't see. So it's good to ask.
That will always happen. There is always something that's going to crop up. Now, you also need to decide on the scope of the project. In other words, are you going to actually rip out a window and change it so that the one over your kitchen sink is better? Are you going to move the kitchen sink so the window needs to move? Are you going to put a kitchen sink in an island? And are you going to knock a wall down? Are you going to take out a pantry? What is it that you're trying to do? Then you are at a point where you get some pricing from contractors. Here's what I want to do. Give me a quote. Most times they will tell you it's going to be based on several factors. And so you'll have a plus and a minus, but you get an order of magnitude out of that. Once you're sure you're going to do that project, you need to get a building permit. There are contractors that will get a building permit for you, but really that should fall on you. And then you have a clear understanding of what your town requires. Now you got to make the decision. Which one of those contractors that you interviewed do you want to hire? Then you got to order the cabinets. And at that point, I always tell people, try to decide on your countertops. The cabinets are going to have a significant lead time. That's good because it gives the contractor an idea of when they're going to be there, so he knows when to start ripping it out. This is what we're talking about, timelines. You don't want to tear the old kitchen out and find out the new ones are 6 weeks away.
No, you don't.
And you want to decide on your countertops, so then it becomes the third leg of the tripod. Remember, the successful tripod is the customer, the contractor, and the supplier. And it becomes the supplier's responsibility to say, okay, countertops are 10 days out, so we need to measure your kitchen once you have the cabinets in. And don't let anybody do anything different unless you're 1,000% sure that nothing can change.
So it makes sense to demolition and then put in the cabinets first, then build the countertop.
I can't tell you the number of times we've had to put a one-inch filler in somewhere, and if you had ordered your countertops before that happened, it isn't going to work.
Yeah. Well, it's
somebody's on the hook for it.
Again, that should be part of the plan.
Yep. And then order the windows and doors, whatever other material you're going to need, based on their lead times. I would say you order them. If a window is 4 weeks out and a door is about 5 days out or 7 days out, give them each an extra week. But I would order the door ahead, and I would order the window ahead and tell the salesperson that you're going to want those at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say March 15th. I want the windows delivered on March 15th and the doors also. I'm going to need the materials to build the walls they're going to go in sooner. And then you and your contractor, here's the communication part. Mm. You schedule the rip out and demolition and the time that it's going to take to do that, and make sure that coincides with the materials coming in to rebuild the new stuff. You set up the deliveries of the needed materials, and then the installation process goes the way it should. It's on time, and each portion gets watched, and then you've got finish and paint and flooring, wallpaper, whatever you're going to do. But what is the old saying? Plan to fail or fail to plan? If you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, you will fail. And I believe that to be 100% true. Make a plan, watch that plan, and be ready to change it and adjust it. But as soon as something goes wrong or as soon as something gets delayed, you can say, okay, here's the new timeline. Can everybody work with that?
Right. And I think a lot of people, trust the contractor to do that. And the contractor's got a million jobs going on, and his job is just making sure he has people where he needs them.
Yep.
So it's very important to be
tripod.
Yeah, very important to be on top of it, and that side of the tripod. Yeah.
Yeah, and the two legs of the tripod that aren't necessarily making that decision, it's their job to make sure that that decision gets made and the decision gets communicated to all three. As we always say, number one, be an educated consumer, and number two, please be safe out there.
Absolutely, Bob. Well, we'll look forward to talking about some good stuff next week.
Sounds like a plan.